Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 250, the stanzas 1 and 2. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to thee a most high accord, to show thy love with morning light and tell thy faithfulness each night. And what follows, Psalter 250, the first two stanzas.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 5, the verses 16 through 32. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Luke 5, the verses 16 through 32. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who was this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. And after these things he went forth, and saw a publican named Levi, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Andrea and Natasha DeCook, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy, Jacob and Danella Beyer, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl, Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was still in the Lethbridge Hospital, Mr. Jake Hubrexa, who hopes to commemorate his 88th birthday, and Mr. and Mrs. Ari and Elida van der Breinhost, who hope to commemorate their 61st wedding anniversary. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Almighty, eternal, unchangeable Lord God, the Creator and the Upholder of the heavens and of all the earth, and then it is pleased thee to grant unto us and our dear children another Lord's Day, the fourth Lord's Day of this newly begun year. And then we are living testimonies of thy goodness and of thy long suffering. where thou wast not done to us and our children, dealt according to thy justice as we deserve. But then thou wast done the very opposite, and that even in the midst of trials and troubles, then thou wast showered us with many a blessing, where in the past week, then thou wast graciously watched over us in the home, on the way at work, at school, wherever we were called to be, and then thou wast given unto us as poor sinners, so many blessings, Lord, and may it please thee to impress it upon our hearts, all thy goodness and all thy mercy, but also that we have come another week to the final meeting with our Maker, then thou wast given another week of grace, and then thou granteth unto us and our children another soul's mark a day, where thou wert still speaking unto us, where thou wert still calling. And then in the past week, then thou wast not only spared the brittle thread of all of our lives, of young and old, where others have been ushered into eternity, but then thou wast also given life, where thou wast gladdened and blessed to fathers and mothers, to family circles, where thou wast blessed them with the birth of a little son and with the birth of a little daughter. And then the psalmist of old has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well, O Lord. Wilt thou grant unto those parents a broken and a humble heart, and that it may be granted that they may sprinkle their little ones with their tears because of thy goodness, but also profound impressions, a little child, children, that had a beginning, and that shall never cease to exist to that end. May they be children of many prayers. May they be little ones for thee. Wilt thou further strengthen the mothers and bless the family circles? Then we commend unto thee grandparents, great-grandparents, which have received another blessing, but also a greater responsibility. May it be bound upon the hearts. Then we commend unto thee all the families that are expecting. Oh, do graciously watch over the mothers and the unborn, that thou may gladden with thy deeds. Lord, we humbly ask thee that it may please thee by thy Spirit to dwell and to work richly amongst us, that it may be a morning of thy free and sovereign good pleasure, that it may please thee to take prepared arrows of conviction and of love, and shoot them into the hearts of the king's enemies, that they may be stopped, that they may be wounded, and that they may be turned. And then they shall be given to cry unto thee, the living God. And then it shall be, as we have heard out of thy holy word, that they shall follow thee. And then it shall be, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Oh, do then uncover and convict, which is so indispensable, and that rule may be made in the hearts for that only name, the name of Jesus, the only name given under heaven whereby we must and can be saved, O Lord. And may it then please thee to work in the hearts of young and old. Wilt thou uncover sandy foundations, and wilt thou remember thy Zion, that they may receive a little instruction. Thou knowest what each standeth in need of. It is also the work of the Spirit to make room for a new blessing and a new benefit. Well, to grant exercises concerning the further leadings, concerning the work of a triune God, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee. May there be a rich ingathering. Wilt thou remember our branch? Oh, do remember those that are called to read and to lead. Do make it easy. Wilt thou richly dwell amongst them, and that thy word may be blessed for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Lord, do remember all the temporal needs, the handicapped daughter in the hospital. There are grave concerns. We may humbly ask thee that thou may grant the physicians wisdom and understanding. Do remember, do uphold. Then it is so necessary. We have heard it out of thy holy word, that there was one sick of the palsy, and that there were four friends that have carried him and placed him at the feet of Jesus. And so it is so necessary that the sick and afflicted, that they may be carried upon the wings of prayer. Lord, do remember all the sick and all the afflicted. There are those with grave concerns. May the means be blessed, and above all the calling sanctified, and remember all the family circles. We commend unto thee the elderly ones. We remember the mourning ones, widows, widowers, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Do continue to uphold. May the callings be sanctified. Remember those that struggle with a weakness of mind. Remember the crosses and remember the burdens. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help. Oh, do open thy precious testimony, and open the lips, and do open the hearts. Oh, do go from bench to bench, from heart to heart, from dwelling to dwelling for those that are lawfully hindered. Because also in this morning hour, then we cannot remain the same. Thou hast written it in thy word, either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. Lord, may the prayers be multiplied to that end, that thou may grant a good and a rich year in the midst of us and our children, and with profound impressions, undeserved, unworthy. But, Lord, we have heard out of thy holy word that thou callest sinners to repentance. Do it then, For the glory of thy great and worthy name, we ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 23, the 6 stanzas. The God who sits enthroned on high, the foolish in their heart deny. Not one does good, corrupt in thought, unrighteous works their hands have wrought. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the church periodicals. Psalter 23, the 6 stanzas.
Thank you.
this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 5, the verses 27 through 32, and we shall read the verses 27, 28, and 29. And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, Follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. Our text words speak of Levi effectually called by Jesus at the receipt of customs, with four thoughts. In the first place, Levi's life before meeting Jesus. Secondly, Levi following Jesus. Thirdly, Levi's gratitude to Jesus. And in the fourth place, Levi confirmed by Jesus. Levi effectually called by Jesus at the receipt of customs. Levi's life before meeting Jesus. Levi following Jesus. Levi's gratitude to Jesus. And Levi confirmed by Jesus. A beloved congregation, our text words, they take place in the town of Capernaum, a town on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee, and it was a town where Jesus has preached and done many wonders. Oh, privileged Capernaum, but also responsible Capernaum, because Jesus in Matthew 11, the verses 20 through 24, and then he has pronounced judgments upon those cities where so many wonders have done, and where Jesus have preached oftentimes. And now in our text words we read, and after these things, then we have read together, that the people have even said, we have seen strange things today. And then another great miracle has been performed by Jesus. There was one sick of the palsy. And boys and girls, you know it, that this man had four friends, and that have taken him by the four corners of the bed, and that have brought him. They could not enter the house, but they have climbed on the roof, and then they have let that man down before Jesus. What a privileged man, that he had four friends. And what a blessing it is when the sick, when the afflicted, when the mourning, when they may be carried upon the wings of prayer and brought to Jesus. And then what wonderful things that the man of the palsy has experienced. But also what a blessing those four men have received, because that man, he received a double blessing. He received the full pardon of all of his sins, but also the healing of his body. And he was given to glorify God with many others. That is the purpose of all purposes. To that end, the Lord has created the heavens and the earth. And to that end, the Lord is gathering his church, because I read in Isaiah 43, verse 21, "This people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise." Congregation, have we now become exercised with the glory of God, or does it all center still around self? And now in our text words, then we hear of the wonderful works of the Lord. And the Lord is still the same, because I read in Hebrews 13, verse 8, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever." Oh, then in our text words, then we hear that there is no one among young and old that can resist the powerful work of the Lord. Oh, when he draws by the cords of love, then the heart shall begin to melt, and then it shall be seen by the fruits. And now we read, "And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom." Levi also had another name, also called Matthew. So Matthew calls himself in the Gospel of Matthew, was more common. Think of Thomas, also called Didymus. Some of the other disciples, they have received another name when called by Jesus. Think of Simon, he was called Peter. Whether that has taken place with Levi, we do not know. It is not so important. And then we read of this Levi. He was the son of Alphaeus, not to be confused with the father of James. That he was a tax collector. And Capernaum, in the days of Jesus, was on the main road from Damascus that led to the sea and down to Egypt. And then the time we know they have come under Roman bondage. We have heard some weeks ago out of Luke 2 that Caesar Augustus made a decree that all the world shall be taxed. They were all enrolled. And so the Jewish people, that was such a bitter thorn, because the Jewish people, they were called the people of God. They have received the land of Canaan for an inheritance, but they have come under Roman bondage. And now the last prophet of the Old Testament in Malachi 3 verse 8, they specifically mentioned that they have robbed God because they have not brought their tithes. And now when the time of the New Testament, then they were forced to pay taxes, not for the temple service, but for the Roman government. And it seems also that the government, that for the travelers that came through the land, that he had to pay a certain tax. And now we read of this Levi that he was a tax collector. In the New Testament, they are called publicans. And then, alas, must be careful not to put all under one umbrella. But even the boys and girls can understand what a bitter thing it was when the Jew had to pay their taxes, and there would be a Jew collecting that tax for the Romans. What a bitter pill that was to swallow. And then we can understand that for the Jewish people, that those publicans, that they were despised, that they were looked down upon, that they had not too many friends. And then it seems to be implied that sometimes those tax collectors, they collected more than what was commanded by the government, and that they became rich. And how it was with Levi is not all recorded. If we think of Zacchaeus in Luke 19, then he has said, If I have taken anything by false accusation, I will restore it fourfold. It is clear that Levi had a large house, because we hope to hear that he has made a feast for many. And then, of course, for the Jewish people, when they saw these things, then they were filled with envy. And so in our text words, and we do not know how it was with Levi, whether he was an honest tax collector or there was also dishonesty, we do read in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so, boys and girls, then we can picture Levi sitting behind his table, collecting the taxes for the Roman government, and of course, he would receive a part for collecting those taxes. But it is clear that in the life of Levi, that he was busy with temporal things. Then we do not find him that he was exercised with his never-dying soul. Then undoubtedly also in this day, he was busy with counting his money and with so little impression that there is only one step between us and death, and that there is only one thing needful, that we need to be born again, and that we need to be pardoned of all of our sins. Oh, perhaps the sin, it is not written, but it is clear that he was busy with his money, and that he was not first seeking the kingdom of heaven. Of course, we have our call, our duty. Matthew Henry has written that many times the devil, he comes to a people that is idle, but the Lord comes to a people that is occupied in their daily occupation. Wherever the Lord has given us a place. And so we find Levi sitting at the receipt of customs, not asking for the Lord, seeking his happiness in the things here below. But if we would now ask a Levi, if we now ask even the rich of the world, and of course, for family circles, it is not easy when we have to struggle month after month concerning the payment of our bills. But how often the thought can be, if we may become rich and we may become possessor of much of this world, then we shall truly be happy. And we see it many times that the rich, they built extravagant homes, much more room than they need. And then if we would visit those people that are so busy gathering the things of the world together, and let us hope not all for self, but also especially for the poor and for the kingdom of God, and not to get the wrong impression that it is not wrong to have possessions in the scriptures. We also read of the children of God. Think of Abram and think of a Job whom the Lord has richly blessed. But if we now ask the rich, and if we would now ask Levi, with all your money that you have gained, that you may possess, are you now truly happy? And then many rich will say, when people see me, then they think I am happy, have everything that I desire. But when I am honest, there is still a void in my heart. Because an old minister has said that a round world can never fully fill a triangular heart. Then there shall still be emptiness. And to that end, the one thing needful for young and old. This past week, in the congregation of Sioux Center, large family, and they found a 5-year-old son in the morning, dead in bed. Thus, what a callings. Then the Lord speaks in many ways to us. Levi, sitting at the receipt of customs, and it is implied in God's word that it was not right with Levi, also as a publican, because in Matthew 10, verse 3, he has written the gospel, thought is perhaps 20 years later. In Mark and Luke, he is called Levi. But how does he call himself by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit when he is listed among the 12 disciples? Then he is listed as Matthew the publican. Does he still call himself the publican? He has not forgotten that he was a publican. Our second thought, Levi, of following Jesus. And then we read in our text words, sitting at the receipt of custom. And then we read, and saw a publican. Thus we do not read that Levi was looking for Jesus, but that Jesus, that he saw Levi. Oh, not the first time. Jesus has seen him already in the never begun eternity, when he has given himself to be the mediator and savior for his church, what he would receive his people as a reward. We read in Jeremiah 31, verse 3, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. To that end Jesus has come. He has come for a sheep. He has also come for a Levi. And then we simply read, and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, oh, that look of Jesus. It's a look of love. In congregation, there's no one amongst us. Are there people that have trouble with a hard heart? Everything that takes place has taken place. That you have trouble with a hard heart. And that many times you ask yourself, what will it now take to break my hard and stony heart in 1,000 pieces? Then we have the answer in our text. And then the necessity that we must place ourselves where Jesus has promised to walk and to dwell, then we must be as a Bartimaeus, that we sit on the wayside begging where Jesus passeth by. And now for a Levi, it is not all written in the scriptures, but Capernaum was not such a large town, and then undoubtedly was noised abroad the wonders that Jesus has performed. We would think that a Levi has also heard it, perhaps already touched somebody's heart when he has heard of that great wonder-doing prophet, that he has healed all kinds of diseases, but he was still sitting at the receipt of custom. And then we read that Jesus saw him and that he spake yet just 2 words unto him. Then we read, said unto him, follow me. Then Jesus has seen him with love and compassion. And then Jesus has spoken with power and authority, because do we not read in Psalm 29 verse 4 that the voice of the Lord is powerful, that the voice of the Lord is full of majesty? Do we not read, in John 10 of the Good Shepherd, that he knoweth the sheep, he knoweth them by name. And in verse 27, that the sheep hear my voice, and he knows them, and they follow him. All those words of Jesus, with love and compassion, but also with power, with authority, they have entered his heart. And then a Levi has heard those words as a voice of the living God. And then we read, and he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. It's the wonderful work of Jesus. They were words that were not only heard by the ears, but they have entered into the heart. Then his heart was filled with love. He was given to turn. He was given to see that at the receipt of customs, he could never truly be happy. There's not all written in God's word, but we have mentioned in his gospel, Matthew 10 verse 3, still called, he has never forgotten, he was forgiven, but not forgotten his former life. A Levi the publican, at the end we hope to hear of repentance, And thus it is all implied in our text words that he was given to see that when he would follow Jesus, then he could truly be happy. Outside of the Lord, he would be wretched. And therefore he has followed him unconditionally by true saving faith. And he left all. Let's not say he left some. And we must not understand, it is not all written in God's word. Must not understand, boys and girls, that Levi left all his money on the table. It is not written how it all went. Sometime the publicans, they had other people working under them, even recorded in history that there were franchises, and therefore sometime we read of the chief of publicans, because we have our duty and our responsibility. Oh, it is true, in the time of that first love, then we can leave it so easily and entrust it into the hands of the Lord. We shall leave it lie how it all went. And he left all. There are some that leave some. We think of Herod, who has beheaded John the Baptist. This is specifically written in Mark 6, verse 20, that Herod heard him gladly. He heard gladly John the Baptist preach. And we read he did many things, but not all things. There are people, can be a change, that leaves some things, become more religious. But of Levi, he left all. Thus not only to leave the sins, which we are not so inclined to, but also to leave the sins that we are inclined to, each to his own. Forefathers have called them bosom sins. Maybe there are souls in this morning that say, that is now my trouble. Oh, a temptation. Thought was a time that I had conquered it, as it were, placed it in the grave with the tombstone, but it seems to come back. And may I ask you, how do we live with it? Does it cause that godly sorrow? And does it bring us closer to his word and closer to his throne? And the need to learn that we can never save ourselves by our efforts, by our works, but that it is all pollution. That we need a Savior. That we need that precious Jesus. That we need his blood. But a Levi, a left all. It was an unconditional choice. Have more examples. Abraham, in Genesis 12, he was called to leave his country, his kindred. When we think of Moses, Hebrews 11, the verses 24 through 26, rather suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of Egypt for a season. Oh, that precious choice of a Ruth, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Think of Ittai in 2 Samuel 15, when he has made that choice to go with David, even in the way of persecution and affliction. And he left up, rose up, and followed him. Third thought, Levi's gratitude to Jesus. Let us first sing. Psalter 328, the four stanzas. Thou art my portion, Lord, thy words I ever heed. With all my heart thy grace I seek, thy promises I plead. And what follows, 328, the four stanzas. Thank you. Levi, affectionately called by Jesus at the receipt of customs. A Levi's life before meeting Jesus. A Levi following Jesus. And now thirdly, a Levi's gratitude to Jesus. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. Then Levi, when he left the receipt of customs, and when he would no longer be a publican, then he has sacrificed much, undoubtedly not understood by his fellow co-workers, that they would tell him, Levi, you have a good livelihood, and you are all giving it up. Then perhaps sooner or later he would be shunned, and for some other disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, when they were called from being fishermen, then there was always the possibility that they could return. And we do read in John 21, after the resurrection, when they were waiting for Jesus to visit them, to appear to them as he has promised in Galilee, that Peter said, I go a fishing. But when a Levi would give up his occupation, then there was no return. And now a Levi, with a heart full of love, full of thankfulness for compassion, for his fellow travelers. Oh, a zeal we read in Psalm 69, verse 9, the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. And at the beginning there can be such a love and zeal, and not so much knowledge, but for a Levi. Oh, then it was a desire, out of gratitude, out of thankfulness. And then we read, he has made a great, great feast, a banquet. And then Luke has written in his own house. Mark has written the same. But Matthew, more humble, he has only written the house. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and invited many, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him. And why is Levi now given this great feast? In the first place, because we read of him two times in these text words. Because we read in verse 27, then it refers to Levi, but in verse 28, and he left all, rose up, and followed him. And then in verse 29, it is specifically mentioned, and Levi made him a great feast. Thus the feast in the first place was for him, was for Jesus. I read in Psalm 116, verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits which he has bestowed upon me? then it was out of gratitude that Levi had a desire to make a feast for Jesus. And then, of course, the reason, not only gratitude, but that Jesus may come in his house, that he may be present with Jesus, that he may hear more instruction concerning the work of Jesus, because when the Lord works in our hearts, then we become all ears. And then undoubtedly it was the question for a Levi whether also such a publican as he could be saved. And then it was the desire, because we have sung it together out of Psalm 119, verse 63, I am a companion of all those that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. Then that people have a desire to be with God's people, they are filled with a holy jealousy, it is true. It is clear that Levi Matthew, that he had to be instructed deeper, further in the ways of salvation. But one thing Levi knew, that he had a heart full of love for Jesus, and to that end, to serve Jesus, to that end, he has made a large feast, and he has not only invited Jesus and his disciples, but he has invited, we read, it is specifically mentioned, there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. Do you know what the desire of Levi was? That those other publicans, that they may experience what Levi has experienced. The love of Jesus shed abroad in his heart, that it has all become so different, that the service of the Lord became precious, and with that desire to follow Jesus, it was a divine, it was a powerful command, and to place himself continually at the disposal of Jesus, Apollos said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And that those publicans and those others, that they may hear the same voice of Jesus, of course. Oh, in the beginning, when the Lord works, then a soul can think that if they may hear the same words, or if the minister may preach so and so, they may preach more solemnly about hell and more comfortably about Jesus, and if he may call and invite, that all people, boys and girls, young and old, that they will give heed, then they cannot understand, because when the Lord works and divine realities are impressed upon our heart, and then we think that all people, because when we learn who we are and who the Lord is, then our fellow travelers are also traveling to eternity, and without being born again, then we are on that broad way that leadeth to hell. And to that end, Levi has invited many publicans and many others, that they may hear the words of Jesus with the hope and the prayer that they may be given to experience the same. Oh, that wonderful look of Jesus, the love shed abroad in the heart. And then for a Levi, we can understand it, boys and girls. that it was not reluctantly. Device says, now I think the Lord has called me, so we have to do this or that. That he did it reluctantly, then I think you can all understand and believe. Oh, that Levi did it with such a heart full of love. That with that feast, that he has done his best, that there was nothing lacking. Then Levi, then he has experienced that Jesus, although we repeated, it is clear that the disciples, they were so blind yet for that priestly office, but already Jesus has done so much. He has conquered him with love, given such a willing heart that he could leave the custom of receipts behind. And to that end of vehement desire, oh, George Whitefield, that we would say, who was burnt up for the service of the Lord. Then I have read in his diary on a certain day that he has put in his diary this statement, that Jesus had done so much for him and that he felt that he had done so little for Jesus, and how busy he was in the service of the Lord. For a Levi, have more examples. In Numbers 29, Moses said unto Hobab, go with us, and we will do thee good. Oh, think of John 1, the River Jordan, where John the Baptist was given to point out Jesus, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And then there were two disciples, I believe John, Andrew, specified. And then Andrew was one to his brother. We have found him, Isaiah, and Philip. He has found Nathanael under the fig tree, declaring that the Messiah was found. Our forethought, Levi, confirmed by Jesus. And then in verse 30, but their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, perhaps when they were leaving. They did not dare to speak to Jesus, has done such marvelous wonders, but then they have turned to Jesus' disciples. And we read in Ecclesiastes 10, verse 1, did flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor? And then what was the difficulty for the scribes and the Pharisees? Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? We read also of this matter in Luke 15, verse 2, that he eateth with publicans and sinners. Has that ever become an encouragement, congregation? Ah, for poor sinners, the word is written, that he sitteth down with them, and that he eateth with them. Oh, how many a poor soul has said, Lord, thou knowest what a poor sinner I am. And that is now my desire. Thus those Pharisees they thought that they were so righteous. And then Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, the Pharisees. They thought they were righteous. It was their thoughts of themselves. But they were also sinners. But Jesus does not go into it, but then precious instruction. And what a comfort that was for Levi. Oftentimes, the Lord allows and lets the enemies attack his people that he may be confirmed. Think of that woman in Luke 13 that was so tied by the devil and bowed down for 18 years. And Jesus has healed her on the Sabbath day. And then the ruler of the synagogue came against it because of the healing on the Sabbath day. And Jesus has defended and called her a daughter of Abraham. And so it was with Levi. Oh, what precious words. Where Jesus has answered, not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. What a balm that was in the soul of Levi. What it must have been for Levi when those scribes and Pharisees have come against what has happened. But now a Levi has heard his name. That Jesus called us sinners. What Levi was, Levi is, call us sinners to repentance. And that word repentance in the original, that has a twofold, a double meaning. In the first place, it refers to guilt and sorrow, and a turning from evil. That is so necessary in our day. That godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, but does not stop there. It also means a resolute turning to God by faith and in obedience. Sinners to repentance. That is the hope for us and our children. And now, in closing, have we now experienced what Levi has experienced? That's the crucial point. And the Lord calls unto each and every one of us, calls through his goodness, providential trials, sickness, death, above all through his word, he calls and invites, follow me. What has been our answer? What is our answer in this morning? Or do we still have excuses? Oh, boys and girls, young people, that you do not think I am too young. Oh, if we could talk to Levi. Then Levi would said, oh, seek the Lord early. because I have never experienced the happiness and the joy and the blessings following Jesus. I have never experienced those matters as a publican at the receipt of customs. And I hope that we do not do as a Felix, although he has trembled. And he said to Paul, go thy way this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. And we never read that that convenient season has come. Or, as in Agrippa, in Acts 26, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. And yet, he has not come. Or that we are not as that rich fool, that farmer in Luke 12, that was so busy with temporal things where it seemed that there was no time. Christ has said to Levi, follow me. That is a divine command. Not that we are able of ourselves, that does not make us free. And to that end, the necessity that there is much unceasing prayer that the Lord may give open ears and perceiving hearts. All for that people. A Levi was a time that he has never forgotten. Oh, he was led further into that priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was also for Matthew. What we read in Luke 24, verse 45, then he opened their understanding concerning the scriptures when Jesus has expounded them concerning his meritorial work for a Levi. Then he could agree with Paul. 1 Timothy 1 verse 15. And this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of wonderful things, the things of free and sovereign grace, the work of thy dear Son, the work of the Spirit, the drawing love of the Father, which no man could resist and can resist. And now thou art also calling in this morning, Lord. Wilt thou grant the application, and that there may be sinners willing in the day of thy power. The prophet has said, I, the Lord, will work. And who shall let it do it for the glory of thy name? Work in the hearts of young and old. Lord, remember when we meet with a confession of faith class, well, to watch over us in this day on the unsafe roads. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 84, the two stanzas, I graciously will teach thee the way that thou shalt go, and with my eyes upon thee my counsel make thee known. The consistory wishes to announce that there will be a midweek service on Thursday, January 30 at 7:30 p.m. and the youth group meeting is scheduled for February 8, not February 1, as it is in the bulletin. And the banner of truth and the membership directories are at the exit. Psalter 84, the two stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.